Hi, friends. Happy Veterans Day, and welcome to Edgewood Veterans Stadium in beautiful San Antonio, Texas, where tonight the Wimberley Texans will begin their playoff quest against the Pearsall Mavericks in the Texas Class 4A Division II playoffs. Playoff time in Texas, and we are thrilled to be bringing you tonight's ball game. It ought to be a good one. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along for the ride with us all across the Sun Radio Sports Network, KOWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, the Sun Radio app. We are your voice for Texans football. We've got a quick and very simple scouting report to pass along to you on the Mavericks tonight as well. Jeff Sanford's team loves to run the football. Nathaniel Gondera has 1,529 yards rushing this season on just 142 carries. That is an incomprehensible 10.8 yards per carry. That's not too bad. And oh, by the way, he also has 22 touchdowns. His teammate, Bubba Cuevas, has 969 yards on the ground on just 112 carries and 13 touchdowns. That is merely an 8.7 yards on the ground average. Not too bad. These guys can absolutely move the rock, and so the Texans defense better be ready accordingly here tonight on a cool night in San Antonio. And oh, by the way, winner of tonight's game will play the winner of the Sinton Rio Hondo game next week. That ball game is being played in Harlingen tonight, and we'll try to give you the update on that ball game throughout the evening. Let's give a big thanks to our sponsors now before we get started. Our game is being brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center, Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights, of course, will be provided once again courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. It's playoff football time. Stay with us. We're back after this brief timeout. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Welcome back to Edgewood Veterans Stadium. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. I assume we're on the air. We apologize if you've had any technical difficulties here tonight. Beautiful night in San Antonio. Wimberley Texans and the Pearsall Mavericks going at it tonight in the first round of the Texas High School Football Playoffs. Two teams have their captains now out onto the field, and they're ready to go to midfield and have the coin toss. Davin Masur is one of the captains, along with a number 35, who is not on our program. Jared Robinson, what's going on? How are you? This is exciting. We'll get our act together soon enough, and we'll have some football for you.
You know, we're what week are we in here? I don't even know what week we're in, and we're going to figure the radio out, I promise you.
Yeah, that's right.
They're
in week 11.
They put these amateurs up here, and they think it's, hey, you guys know what you're doing. But we're really just guessing as we go.
That's right. That's right.
It sounds like we're up and going, and if we are, then welcome. We're ready to go here from San Antonio, Texas. It's a pretty nice night, and I got to tell you, man, this press box is it's comfy.
It's kind of nice. Playoff press boxes.
I'm telling you.
Boxes are a lot better than regular season press boxes.
Yeah. I'm getting some thumbs up from some of the reporters and press and everybody. You know, we won't call them by name because we're up here with you know, fancy people and things.
That's right.
People will try to get up here with us, but going to be a great game tonight here. Wimberly versus Pearsall.
Pearsall in their green on green tonight. Texans, the visiting team across the way with their navy helmets, white tops and white pants. Blue numerals and blue and red trim. Green and white are the Pearsall Mavericks. And it looks as though Pearsall has won the toss here tonight. In fact, the Texans did win the toss, and they have elected to receive. So the Texans will be moving from our left to our right. Cool night here in San Antonio, and it's going to get cooler. The weather should play absolutely no factor in this ball game here tonight. Temperatures probably in the low to mid-60s, you'd think, Jared?
Yeah, it's not too bad at all out there, actually. I don't see a whole lot of wind, whole lot of breeze. Looks like, again, it's going to be a great night for some high school football.
Well, let's throw it out to the field now and let you enjoy our national anthem. Anthem played by the Pearsall Mavericks marching band. As we mentioned, the winner of tonight's ball game will play the winner of the Sinton Rio Hondo game, and that's being played in Harlingen, just a little south of San Antonio. Harlingen's south of just about everything.
Yeah, it's south of Texas almost. It's a long way down there. Well, man, what a beautiful field we got here. I was talking to the gentleman who runs the scoreboard earlier, and on the elevator on the way up, by the way. Yes, they do have an elevator up here.
Nice.
And I was talking to him. They said the turf literally just got redone in August. They just finished it. And I was looking over here out, of course, down the visiting side, which is the Texan side over there. It looks like the old turf is sitting over there. I'm thinking about maybe throwing some in the back of my truck and seeing if I can take that home with me. I get Miles to help me load it in there.
That's right. Make sure you do that after the game so that you can remain for the broadcast. Don't do that now.
Well, I figured I would let him turn the lights off first.
Miles Blackwell, our spotter here tonight. He's working diligently to make sure we have the names right and everything is going well here.
We've been
diligently with his phone.
That's what we've been educating Miles on.
Right.
On sayings from the past.
Most
tonight.
Of it. That's right. That's the lesson. I told him, I said, man, you think school is out.
That's right. School is about to be in session. That's
Colby
what the
Crowder.
Texans think.